It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Chris Muckley is a DJ with KCRW. He is back with us today from Santa Monica. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing well, and let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is Emily Riley, also known as Birdie Bardot, with Fortune.
You read my fortune. You read my fortune. You read my fortune and got it wrong.
Now, Emily Riley says she is heavily influenced by 60s era rock and Nancy Sinatra, which I totally hear there in that.
Yeah, actually, I actually hear a lot of kind of PJ Harvey meets The Kills in that particular song. That's actually one of my favorite things about this band is that, like I said, while that song kind of lives in a PJ Harvey world, some of the other music on this record goes into like a folk place, or even there's some dream pop. In fact, there was a great song on her last record that I used to play a bit that was quite different from this song. Birdie Bardot is a band from San Diego, as you mentioned. Her name is Emily Riley. She's the creative force. And then her band is essentially collaborations of other musicians from San Diego bands, as that's where they're based.
And what do you like about this song, Fortune?
It's kind of dark and it's kind of moody, but at the same time, I still think it has a really good energy. And it made me, when I was first listening to the album and I got through that one, I immediately stopped and listened to it two more times in a row before I continued with the record. So it just really caught my attention.
All right. Well, next, we are staying with the retro vibe. This is New Orleans native The Dream Rebel with the single Hurt Me Bad. A lot of energy in this. What do you make of this one?
You know, this is a brand new discovery to me, and I would say this is the one with the most mystery that I'm bringing to the table because I don't know much about him. I know what you just said, that he is, you know, a musician from New Orleans. He goes by the Dream Rebel, and it doesn't seem like he wants his real name out there. I haven't found it on anything yet. So I didn't probe it further. I just think that's how this guy wants to be known. This song, Hurt Me Bad, is the first that we've heard from a forthcoming EP. It'll be out in fall. And, you know, I just think it's an immediate earworm. There's, as you said, a lot of kind of retro, particularly British influence in this song. T-Rex, Bowie, there's a part that sounds like Freddie Mercury just pipes in for a couple seconds. So I think this guy is one to keep our eyes on.
All right, well, let's get next to some rhythm and blues with Sun Little of Philadelphia. Here's his song, Blue Magic, Waikiki.
I got blue. So tragic, probably 44 moons or more. And I don't want to count how many days I've been dragged all around the floor. And I don't want to be a bad man, but I'm a bad man just the same. You know, we got no time for games.
Magic.
I got the blue magic, and I rock it so savage, cause I got the blue magic.
I think I had a Blue Magic when I was in Waikiki. It was very tasty.
Yeah, I was going to say, did it turn your tongue blue?
Yeah, I think it must have turned my tongue blue. What should we know about this?
This is, Sun Little, who is a guy from Philly. His name is Aaron Livingston, and it's definitely not the first that we've heard from him. He put out an EP and an album previously, but this new record will be called New Magic. It's got kind of a relaxed, romantic vibe, and it's, you know, just kind of about the magic of summer.
And it could be more Hawaiian, but it's got a little bit of that, I mean, I see what you're saying about the magic of summer and the sound of summer. It does have a little bit of a tropical feel to it.
Yeah, it does, and you're right. It's not overly tropical, but I think even knowing that the word Waikiki is, you know, in
right.
the title, it kind of puts you there already, and then just kind of the mellow, happy vibes of the song just make you feel like you're kind of taking a vacation in your head.
All right, well, the next song that you brought us is sort of a black sheep in this group, but it's somebody that everybody knows, Randy Newman. Here's the song, Putin.
Like a regular fella. Putin, putting his hat on. Hat size number 9. You saying Putin's getting big headed? Putin's hair's just fine. He can drive his giant tractor across the Trans-Siberian plain. He can power a nuclear reactor with the left side of his brain. And when he take his shirt off, he drive a lady's crazy. When he take his shirt off, make me want to be a lady. It's the Putin girls.
Maybe they're going to play this at the Nationals game like they play I Love LA from Randy Newman at the Dodgers games.
Like
I don't know.
His new anthem, yeah. You know, Randy Newman is nothing short of a living legend. He's been putting out music for a good half century. He's an award-winning film composer. This new record, Dark Matter, is his first in 9 years, and the humor and the satire that he's so well known for, it's all right there. And what I personally love about this song, Putin, is that it just makes Vladimir Putin into even more of a cartoon character than he already has become through other satirical outlets such as SNL, you know, where he's always portrayed with his shirt off. And you heard Randy singing about Putin taking his shirt off, you
right.
know. It's like he fancies himself as this God's gift to humanity. And, you know, it's strangely timely, particularly because Randy Newman says that he actually wrote this song long before the whole 2016 election and all the scandal that has ensued in the days since.
Well, and he doesn't mention President Trump in the song. I guess that explains it.
No, but I'll tell you what, it's really the musicians who are really going after all of these characters, you know. It's funny how the news media will call Trump a liar now, but that took a long time. But musicians, it's like they haven't been having any of it from the beginning.
Well, we have time for one more song. This is Night, performed by Jonathan Rado. Springsteen fans would recognize this as a cover.
Yes. There's a website called Turntable Kitchen, and they have a project called Sounds Delicious, where they basically task a current artist with covering an entire classic album. And Jonathan Rado, who is one half of the band Foxygen and who has also become a really go-to producer in the indie world, he chose to cover Born to Run in its entirety. And you know, a lot of the songs on this album are very true to the originals, but this particular one, I really feel like he put a creative spin on, particularly in the way that he plays with the tempo of the song. He speeds it up at certain points in a really distinct manner. And in the original version, I think Bruce does this a little bit, but it's much more pronounced in Jonathan Rado's version. So I feel like he, you know, took this classic Bruce album cut and turned it into an awesome little indie rock number.
Well, that's where we will leave it this week. Chris Muckley, DJ with KCRW in Santa Monica, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.